Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
It's a new week on the Sleepers Podcast. It is Monday. What's the date here? I don't even know what the date is, to be honest.
It's Monday the 26th.
Okay, nice. We're recording this on Thursday, May 23rd. Okay, we're trying to get way out of things.
It's also Monday the 27th. Oh my God.
If we say anything incorrect on this, like if we reference something that just hasn't happened yet this weekend, know that that's why we're recording this from the past. Let's just jump right in. Card, do you have a YouTube comment of 4 days ago?
I most certainly do, Gregory. This one comes from Juju the Dude. You're literally high if you think that Illinois has the 16th best roster and will miss the tournament. These bold predictions are, in actuality, just ludicrous statements made just to be edgy or different. They hold no weight. Can't wait to come back here in 10 months and hand you a big fat plate of crow.
Won't be the first time. Like, what do you want? It's literally a segment called Bold Predictions. Like, thank you for telling me what our segment was called. It says it in big, bright letters on the thumbnail. I'm glad you have the reading comprehension of a first grader. Listen, can I rant for a second here? Can I rant?
Please do. I picked the comment for a reason, Gregory.
I want to rant, honestly. Okay, listen. Armchair Illini, I think, I'm not even mad at Armchair Illini. Armchair Illini, like, aggregated the video that we did, and it honestly helped promote it. I'm sure more people probably watched it. They basically wrote that one of us's prediction was Illinois has the 16th best roster in the league. And those words were said in the segment by me because we were referencing a segment we did the day before in which we alluded to Bart Torvik's projections that have Illinois' roster rated 16th out of 18 teams. So, no. Do I think a Brad Underwood team would ever finish 16th out of 18 teams? No. He's a great coach. He's the second best coach in this conference right now behind Matt Painter. So, his teams are always going to be better than they even should be on paper. I am no stranger to being incorrect about Illinois, especially in the offseason. Last season, I dogged them for missing on the point guards and said Marcus Damask wasn't good enough. Marcus Damask was great. I will own that if that happens. I have also explicitly said this entire two-month period, there is a great chance I'm wrong about all of this with Illinois. There's a great chance Humrick House is better than I realize. There's a great chance Trey White will end up being better in this system than I realize. But, like, no, it's not clickbaiting. We're not going out to light the world on fire. The segment wasn't us dogging Illinois. The segment was literally a bold prediction segment. And the same way people are upset about this one was the same thing I had to deal with last offseason from Indiana fans. Like, you know what happened. We did the exact same segment, Big Ten Bold Predictions. When we got to Indiana, I said this team's going to miss the tournament. And I got dogged by Indiana fans for months. And then they were really bad. And it didn't work out. It could happen. It could not. I don't know. I'll be here either way. I can promise if it happens, I'm not going to be dunking on fans all season long. If it happens the other way, I'll get dunked on all season long. And that's fine. This is the life that I chose. But man, like, I am annoyed or just sad. I'm sad. I am sad by how many times I've seen either comments on our stuff right now that are just like relaying the fact like these guys are just saying shit. Like, no, the prompt today was bold predictions. We're trying to be bold. We're trying to have some fun with it. I have no issue being wrong. And Again, final thing, I know there's like Trilly's Discord is out there. There's other Discords. I had to step away from the UM Hoops forum for a little bit, man. As we get more and more online, like it's just straight up not healthy for our brains, or at least my brain, to see what people say negatively about us 24 hours a day. I chose this life. It's fine. But if somebody's out there saying like, I can't even watch Sleepers anymore, Greg's a dickhead, I hate that guy, you don't need to send it to me, anyone. Like, this goes to even the people in our Discord who have sent me this like 7 times in the past week. You don't need to send me. If people don't like me, I can live with that. But I don't need to hear it constantly. We hear enough of that from our YouTube comments. I hear enough of that when Armchair Illinois and 1,000 people retweet it when it's a misquote of something I didn't even say. It's been a frustrating week. It's the life I chose. But can we all take a deep breath? Because my stance on this stuff is never like, F that guy, don't listen to him, unless it's Aaron Torres. That's the only guy that I have that stance on.
I couldn't have said it any better. I like you for what it's worth.
I truly don't care. Like, if you don't like me, that's fine. But I've never understood people who are like, I don't like you and I want you to know I don't like you. Hey, can you read your mentions? I don't like you. Is this thing on? I don't like you. Hey, Carter, tell Greg I don't like him. That's the one I don't get. Like, I'm not going to Aaron Torres's mentions every day being like, screw you, dumbass. Like,
You're
it doesn't
not?
make any sense. No. If you don't like someone, just let them be. Just ignore them. I don't understand it. Can we move on?
Yes, we can.
Oh, what a way to start a week.
Yeah, I just aggregated a negative start to our Thursday recording of our Monday morning episode on a long weekend, might I add. Everyone, enjoy your Memorial Day.
Blood pressure's here right now. Let's go to the Discord comments. We start today with Eric NJ Boiler, who says, Greg and Mal. I lost the spot I was in. I think it was Greg and Mal can probably pay rent by selling some drinks on the golf course. Yeah, Greg and Mal can probably pay the mortgage by selling bathroom access and ice cold water bottles for the golfers, as long as the bathroom is near the back door, that is. Yeah, I will have a full cooler anytime a golfer drives by and needs a drink. I can tell you that.
Yeah, you're just gonna do it out of the love of your heart, though. You're not charging, right?
No, just grab what you need from the cooler. Yeah,
Okay.
that's part of where we're at. Burner 605 says, is Guy's seat hotter or is Rodney Terry's? Guy's seat is not hot at all.
Yeah, Guy has a. We're actually, well, Guy doesn't know this yet, but we have him in a lifetime contract with
Yeah.
no doubt.
Yes, Guy. I feel like we just finished our freshman year with Guy. Like, did it go great? Was he first team All American?
No, and he was a reclass too. He was a
Yeah.
reclass
Yes.
PG. We brought him in, high accolades, high character. Ups and downs, ebbs and flows, some highs, some lows, but looking forward to keeping him on board. His NIL payment goes up year by year. We're feeling pretty good about it.
He showed some things. He showed a lot of things. I really
Yeah.
believe in Guy long term. I think year two is going to be special. Guy, welcome. Speaking of Guy, says the teams that do not deserve a daily high major comment are Oklahoma State, Ole Miss, Arizona State, Iowa, Boston College, and Stanford. I don't get why Iowa is on that list.
Yeah, you had me engaged till you said Iowa. Respect,
Yeah.
Fran.
Yeah. Andre L says, Greg, for a newer listener, can you explain the Jakus thing? I'm assuming your little jabs at him are actually the opposite, and you know he's a good dude and just like messing with him. Haha. Or maybe he's a dick. I don't know. I just know him as the guy who taught Mark Few analytics and that having a good defense per possession is actually advantageous if your goal is to be a good basketball team. Yeah, I can explain the Jakus thing. I don't know anything about Jakus's basketball philosophies or his acumen as a coach, other than the fact that he's been a part of a lot of winning organizations. I'm sure the dude can coach, and I'm sure he is a great defensive mind, probably a good offensive mind. There's no doubt in my mind the guy can coach. The Jakus thing is 90% bit, 90% joke. But when my head coach is the Florida Atlantic guy who leaves, and then a week later, this schmuck with a bald head and a beard is begging for a round of applause because Elijah Martin and Jonnell Davis and Vlad Goldin haven't hit the portal yet at his intro presser. That's how you become an enemy of mine. Because very quickly after that presser, which there is video of, there's video evidence of, I tweeted it out at the time. He literally says, he leans in the microphone, I took this job About 24 hours ago, the first thing I did was talk to our guys. And I don't know if you've noticed yet. I don't know if you've noticed. Not one of them are in the portal. Ladies and gentlemen cried. Grown women, adults, babies were screaming. Tears were streaming down their faces. And like 6 hours later, Jahnel Davis hit the portal. So I don't like guys who beg for praise for things they didn't do. And that's what John Jacobs did. You can now beg for applause for Kai Tandy and Nico Moretti, because that's your backcourt now. Do you have anything to add to that?
That backcourt's kind of fun.
It's a good team. Jacobs is doing a good job. That rat. Good Asabor says, does Villanova end the season in the top 125 of KenPom?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think they have enough players.
No.
And I don't know who they're gonna get at this point, too. They're gonna have to like take some walk-ons in, I feel like. Coop says, I was the one that said you like being negative, G Money. Say my name. Yeah, that was Coop. Good call. I love being negative.
Nah.
It does wear on me.
You do enjoy being negative, I think, but you're a pick and choose spot with your negativity. And I feel like people push constant, you need to be negative, or constant, they want your negativity.
The 1 week I did truly try to reserve being negative, people were upset with me for not being negative.
It was one of the least enjoyable podcast weeks I've had with you.
I don't know what to do. I think I just got to try and be myself, but I think I might be a miserable human being. So I don't know what to do with that. Malik Perry says, Greg is spitting on that Purdue oil hard. Are you going to bet on that Final Four with Purdue? Because Carter won't bet you. Congrats to your wife, Greg. Red flag one. Why Carter shouldn't coach his son? Man queen don't like to run. Man queen don't like to grind and runs from it. Pick one godfather from your teams who you think would be good in that role. I got Green. I think he would be a strict but fun godfather. Would be a great godfather for Michigan State.
A great godfather for Michigan State.
Like from Michigan State, who'd be a good godfather for your child?
Somehow, so for some reason, I want Garrick Norman to be my father's godchild.
The best answer, like in program history for you, would have been Tom, because Tom is one with God.
Yeah, but I don't want my son's godfather to be a non-shooter.
That's true. Evan Smotrich would be my child's godfather. Backup Stu Douglas, because I would love to invite Stu to like a backyard night with a
I can't believe you didn't pick Stu one. Could you imagine Stu Douglas, the godfather, at a family event? Like, you know that he's just itching for someone to be like, hey, you know what'd be nice? We play some spike ball right now. And then he has to act surprised, like, oh, really? I haven't played in a while, but I'll fire it up. He runs to the back of his car and grabs his spike ball cleats.
He takes his shirt off. He's just
Yeah,
ready.
like he's ready.
Stu, if you want to come to my daughter's first birthday this weekend, we would love it if you pull up. I would genuinely love it. O2 the DO double G says, I'm currently at a Florence Y'alls game. I don't know what that is, but they are. Oh, here we go. They are a baseball Frontier League team in Northern Kentucky. I can't help but think the pitcher looks a lot like Carter. Not sure if you played baseball in your younger years, but what position would y'all play if you were professional baseball players?
I did play baseball coming up. I did third base, pitcher, and first base. I was an absolutely awful, awful hitter. Not like awful hitter, like the fact that like I just couldn't hit the ball. It was that I wasn't taking pitches. Like there was no like take a pitch. I was the Javi Baez of Motor City Hit Dogs travel baseball team. But man, was I a great personality and had an absolute rocket of a right arm.
I feel like you would be great in a dugout. Like, no, not meant to be rude, but
There was a world before Fat Boy Summer became a thing that young Carter was very, very keen on either being David Ortiz or Bartolo Colon.
he would have been a great dugout presence for sure. Baseball was the sport I was best at growing up, probably even into high school until I started figuring out I was good at tennis by random acts of tennis playing.
Didn't
I
John
think
Smoltz take your spot on the baseball team?
no, John Smoltz did go to my grade school though and bought all the baseball fields that I grew up playing on. No, I actually stopped playing baseball. Z Hirth can confirm this story. It's probably the pinnacle achievement of my athletic career, which is sad. As a freshman, I was like one of our two best players on the JV team, and they tried to pull me up to varsity, And I said no, because I didn't like playing baseball that much. And when they want to pull you up to varsity, they want you to do double time. So it was like, oh yeah, we got a double header on Saturday, and then we need you at another double header 2 hours later. And I was like, but I'm trying to go to Z's after. So like I that doesn't work. So I like met with all the coaches and then like told them I'd think on it. And then the next day I was just like, no, I'm not interested. And it like got real icy. They were like, this is not okay if you want a future in this program. And I was like, okay, then I'll be done after this year. And then when the season ended, I pitched. I was a pitcher and a shortstop, and I usually bat leadoff or second. I was contact hitter. And like we won the game, I pitched, and then I had like a game-winning hit. And after there was like a little mini banquet, there were parents chanting one more year.
Yes.
And then I never played baseball again.
One more year chance is crazy.
It was wild. Z can confirm this. It was like a really, it was a great night, man. Moving on. Woo! Same old Lion says, Happy Riley Friday. Question for our Southerner with the holiday weekend here and the kickoff of grilling season. When is the ideal time to give the grill its annual deep cleaning? Fall as we head into the winter or spring so it's nice and fresh for the start of the season? Riley's not here. Do you want to try and answer these questions as if you're Riley?
So I clean my grill this week. I clean my grill this week. I put out the patio furniture. I did all that like backyard type materials this past week. So I would say done before Memorial Day is usually when you want to do it, because I feel like that's when a lot of the grilling activities get going.
Twice a year is what I would do. Do it before the summer gets here, and then do it before fall really heats up. Yeah, that's what I would do.
Well.
The guy says, I'm home alone this weekend. What mischief should I cause?
I'm not going to facilitate the mischief I think that you should cause.
Guy says, when tang, that's for me. When you get a buzz cut is when I'm tang.
Yeah, well, I had a situation this morning, so that kind of killed things.
Yeah, sorry. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I just had to reschedule cut.
Tough. Sad day when that happens.
Yeah, but my first unprofessional moment with barbecue sauce threw me off a little bit. Like we had a cut for this morning, but he had something with taking his kids to school, and then he's going away for the holiday weekend. So it's like I understand. Like he's got kids, his wife's pregnant. Like there's a lot going on right now. It just hurt me a little bit because it's been smooth sailing. This is our first bump in the road.
Well, also, it's Memorial Day weekend and you don't have a cut.
Yeah, but it's okay because I can go hat. I can go hat for the weekend.
That is nice. Tristan says to Greg, do you regret not playing Survivor now? Has any FOMO emerged? Are you proud of Carter's effort? He's referring to the Scrapple Survivor game. This is a true story. There's a big group chat we've alluded to with media members, and Jeff Goodman started it. And so I don't know what inspired this, but like 10 days ago, Goodman just like ambushed the chat and was like, we're playing Survivor. I have $100 to the winner. Every night we're going to vote one person out. Say if you're in by tomorrow. And if you're not in, we're kicking you out of the group. And like pretty much everybody said in. You hadn't responded by the time that I said I was out. If I had known that you were in, I think I would have done it just to make sure that I go further in the game than you. But I thought you were going to for sure not do this. So I said out. Eli from Heat Check said out. I think everybody else did this. It's noteworthy that Eli and I said out because we are the two people who like religiously watch Survivor. And I think both of us would have been afraid that we would have damaged our mental resumes as Survivor players if we didn't do well. So to me, this is not a true Survivor game. And I'm now allowed to say that as someone who didn't participate. There's a lot of tweaks to the rules that just aren't Survivor that make it more random. I don't like it. I heard you finished sixth.
I think so. I think so. But the reason I finished six is because Tristan's a dumbass. Tristan like thinks he has a chance to win, and all he did was secure himself third place. So like congrats, Tristan. Like instead of finishing six now, you finish third. Good shit.
Who's gonna win?
One of the twins.
So it's a final two, not a final three, right?
Yeah.
That's the biggest problem here. It should be a final three. Tris has been texting me about this daily. I tried to blow up the game.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Like 3 nights ago, I'm not even playing the game, but I tried to put my fingerprints on the game because I thought that'd be a great resume. Like, I didn't even play the game, and I won the game for someone. I tried to let John Martin know he was going to be blindsided because Tristan's a dummy and was texting me about the blindside he was about to do. So John Martin, apparently it was too late. Votes had already been placed, so John couldn't do anything about it, but he was appreciative of the information. Anyways, if it was a final three, the move would be to take the Robinson twins together to the final. Whoever's with the Robinson twins would win if it was them and Ace and Drew together. But since it's a final two, that's different. And I think whichever Robinson twin turns on each other would win the game.
That's what I'm saying. And honestly, the Robinson brothers are probably going to just split the pot. They probably did this in conjunction. But basically, Tristan is like thinking he's in with the twins and he's balling up with them. He's going to be good. When the time comes, he's just going to be the last person out before they get to the final two. Maybe. And also, Tristan double-crossed everyone else early on to basically blow the game up because he's a snake. He's a snake. I don't care what anyone says. He's the biggest snake out.
All right, interesting. This is why I love Survivor. Like, you hate games, and you're really into this right now.
Yeah, well, because I'm sick of Tristan. I'm sick of Tristan.
Season two of this is going to be great. I love it.
I'm not playing ever again.
What would I have done if I was in this as someone who played it? Because I don't know how the daily stuff went.
It would have drove you nuts because you have to deal with idiots.
But I think that's Survivor itself.
You think that until you have to deal with it.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Well, good luck to whoever's remaining. I think Lucas Harkins is going to win from what I've heard for the record. That's
no chance.
No chance?
None.
The fact that y'all let Borzello stick around this long is insane. I can't.
Well, he's going to be out next.
You sure?
Yes. Positive.
I don't know. You're acting like you know what's going on. How'd you not see a blindside coming?
I didn't. No, I knew I was coming out.
How'd you know?
Because after the last vote, I knew it was time for me.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Did you try any Hail Mary plays? Like, what happened?
No, the only thing I did is I just tried to annoy them. I didn't put my vote in until 1 minute before voting closed. And everyone knew what the votes were going to be, but I didn't care.
Okay. And it doesn't show who voted for who, does it?
No.
Okay. All right. iMater says, crisis management scenario. All the Blue Blood programs go through a Bob Huggins level firing event this summer. What Blue Blood gets the best quality coach that appeases the fan base, and what Blue Blood gets the worst coach in turn pissing off the fan base? For this exercise, I'm fine with keeping Mark Pope for Kentucky, since that was basically their crisis this offseason.
God damn, this is a fully loaded question. I think Villanova, whoever they hire, are we calling them a Blue Blood or no?
They're fringe. We can call them one if you want.
I'd say whoever they hire, that'd be like the biggest flip around. The one that'd be disappointing.
But it means who's the biggest name. Like if Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, North Carolina, Villanova were all available at once, you think Villanova would get the best coach?
Oh, no. I think Duke would get the best coach.
Okay. That's what I think too. I think it would be Duke 1, Kansas 2, North Carolina 3. Although Duke might hire within the family. That might be the problem.
Kansas actually might get the best coach.
Kansas might get the best coach because they're not afraid to go outside of the Kansas family.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think any of the Blue Bloods would hire a coach, I believe, less in than Mark Pope, though.
Facts.
Yeah. Maybe. Could happen. Regress says, happy Riley Friday for those who celebrate. Riley, two trains are barreling towards Carter on one track and Coach Roy Williams on the other. You only have time to save one. Who do you save? We know you're easily picking coach, so to make it harder, Carter is wearing a rosary and holding a copy of the Holy Bible.
He saves me anyway without the other extracurriculars because I have more life to live than Roy Williams.
Mm. Yeah, also...
His train's just leaving the station a little earlier than maybe it would have.
Roy's also not actively contributing to Riley's happiness, I would say.
I'd agree.
Yeah. Fun question, though. I want to ask him that next week. Malik Perry says, this is about football. I can't understand how Cowboy fans are switching to other teams and expect me to go along with it. I had to listen to these people for years saying, we them boys, America's team, know you're America's bum-ass fans. Greg, how's the family settling into the new home? Don't let Carter shame you for doing the show outside. He's just jealous of your house. Family settling in nicely. It's been really busy. That's the big problem. And like every day something new shows up that I didn't know was wrong. Like internet down here has been an issue. But my studio looks really good right now. The basement itself looks great. Got a quad box out there for those that haven't seen that. I can't wait for like football Saturdays for that. The patio is lovely. Our daughter's birthday is tomorrow, first birthday. So we're throwing a big party this weekend. And I'm excited for that. But I think once we get through that, it'll feel more like a deep breath. We're home. And I'm looking forward to that moment.
That'll be a nice deep breath.
It will be. Carter, you need to stop letting these MSU fans get to you. We only have two returning players who played over 20 minutes. We can't say our team is better than anyone. I can be your son's mentor. I don't redacted in any way, shape, or form. It's the bit that we're not supposed to keep doing.
Oh, got you. Okay. Yeah. Listen, you can't appease all fans. Can't appease everybody. You can just say your feelings and they can take it how they want to take it. And you can listen to them. They can listen to you, whatever. It doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, I feel the way I feel. And I'm sorry that's the way my molecular makeup is.
Fam says, damn, I'm shook. I didn't get the heads up for Friday's show. That's that we pre-recorded with Riley. He also says, to my haters saying, well, you didn't comment last week. That's correct. I knew Carter would be off the show after the NYC trip was mentioned. I'm not going to force another comment and make Riley talk about golf. It's an all or nothing thing with me and Bluffs Fridays.
It's a great comment.
I love Fam so much. Middle name and teen says, what is your take on who would have the better players in the other sport between the NFL and NBA? I think NBA players would be better in the NFL since basketball requires more perfected skill while football requires more raw athleticism, which some players already have. Regardless, there are very few players in either sport that could actually do both, since they both require years of practice to compete at that level.
I'm so sick of this argument. I hate it so much. I refuse to comment.
Well, you played both and you were better at basketball, right? But I mean, like out of people you played with, like, do you think it's more likely the basketball players could play football or football could play basketball, even at your levels, like at Albion?
I think it's more likely that basketball players could play football.
I think so too.
But like it's just a it's the stupidest thing. And the thing that makes it most upsetting to me is that like for like 20 minutes yesterday, as I was watching TV, I was subjected to RG3 and Austin Rivers arguing about this because Josh Allen said he could play 6 minutes in the NBA. Like, what is my life?
I'd love to see it. Coop says Greg runs like a child that missed the school bus and is trying to catch up to it. Fair. I will say it was a theatrical run, intentionally so.
Yeah. What are your arms? I don't think I've ever seen you like run. Like, what do your arms do when you run?
What do my arms do when I run?
Yeah.
It's like a light.
Is it light fist or?
Yeah. Like, say light fist.
You also dance like that too.
Okay. Guy says, daily high major comment. I think trying to be as unbiased as possible, UCLA has a genuinely better roster than Purdue. The only position Purdue is better at is the one. I agree Purdue is good. I wouldn't say top 10 in the country at all. UCLA is my pick to win the Big Ten. Bilodeau, Kyle, and Daly are all underrated.
Yeah, enjoy that guy.
If you ask the Illinois thread, Purdue doesn't have a better point guard than anyone on UCLA. I Maynard says, what are the chances Duke lands AJ DeBanza and Cam Boozer?
There's always a chance Duke lands anybody. That's the answer to the question.
I put it at like 25%.
Boozer for sure. I just don't see DeVance playing for Duke.
Yeah, that's that. It's Boozer's like 80% Duke to me. DeVance is the wild card. Whatever probabilities that is, you let me know. We're not a math podcast. I think that's it. I think that's everything today. Thank you to the comment section, Carter.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are we still presented by MyBookie?
We are 100% are still presented by MyBookie, the official sportsbook of Sleepers Media. Head over to MyBookie right now. They make it easy to play your way and get paid. Everything you need, player parlays, player props, all that. Available over there. And right now we have a fire offer for you. A instant deposit match bonus up to $1,000 by using promo code Sleepers. That's promo code Sleepers. Head over to MyBookie right now and tap in.
All right, we're doing an NBA draft tiers game. I have an NBA mock draft up right now, or at least I'm pulling one up right now. I have five tiers, and I want to go through the top 15 or so players in the projected NBA draft. And I want you to tell me which tier that player will fall in when their NBA career is said and done. Here's the five tiers. Franchise player. I'm talking Anthony Edwards. I'm talking, I think you could throw Devin Booker in there. I think.
Cade Cunningham.
Sure. Cade, why not? Wemby. First option superstar. Next one is all-star. Makes an all-star team once in his NBA career. Next one is veteran starter. He starts on many NBA teams throughout the course of his career, but never makes an all-star team. Fourth tier is second contract bench guy, meaning he gets a second contract and he's not a starter, but he gets paid and he's off the bench. Final one is he never gets a second contract. Basically, you did not perform at an NBA level, and we never hear from you again in a couple of years. Do you have any questions on my five tiers?
No.
Okay. We can be quick on this. We're going to start with just the top of Bleacher Report's latest mock draft and work our way down. Zachary Reischer is the number one pick in Bleacher Report's mock draft as of this morning. What tier does he fall into for you?
Second contract bench guy.
Same with me. I think this is a Mario Hezonja level guy. Alex Sarr.
All-star.
I'm going to go vet starter. I think he'll start. I don't think he'll ever make an all-star team. Derek Favors-y career for me. Donovan Clingan.
Veteran starter.
Rudy Gobert's made all-star teams, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Do we think Walker Kessler could make an all-star team?
I think he eventually will.
I'm going to say all-star then for Donovan Clingan. I'm not going to doubt the kid. I think he could be good enough. Wow, I can't believe I just called Donovan Clingan an NBA all-star. Nikola Topic.
Nikola Topic.
Why'd you laugh at that?
I was laughing at something else. Sorry. Second contract bench guy.
I'm gonna do it if you want. One contract and done. Ah. I think he's one and done. If this dude's name was John Jacobs, I don't think he's mocked fourth, but he's a Nikola with an itch at the end. So we have to say he's one of the best players in this draft. Stephon Castle.
All-star.
I think vet starter. I am worried with Castle that this is Justice Winslow.
Ooh, I hate that.
Yeah, I'm really worried about it, but I'm going to trust he's at least good enough to start. Reed Shepard.
I'm going to trust it. All-star. I think Reed Shepard makes an all-star team in his career.
What?
Yeah.
What, is he like John Stockton?
No. But he ain't TJ McConnell.
What's the parallel for him? There isn't one. He's one of one.
Has Fred VanVleet made an All-Star game?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Maybe not then. Maybe not then. All-Star.
I think Reed's a second contract bench guy.
Oh.
I don't think this guy will start long term in the league. I don't. Okay. Sorry. I think it would be completely unprecedented if a 6'2 guard that didn't start in college is one of the best guards in the NBA as who he is. Dalton Knecht.
I almost went there. I'm going to say veteran starter.
Solid. I'll say vet starter. There's a lot of dudes in the playoffs right now that I think Knecht could play their role on a really good team and make a lot of shots. Yeah. I think that he's more of a role starter, but it could work. Ron Holland.
No second contract.
Really? You're out on Holland?
Yeah, I just don't see it.
I'm going to go second contract bench guy. I think he could get there. And he might put up a lot of numbers if he gets on a bad team. Rob Dillingham.
You're lucky he's not bigger. All-star.
I think Rob Dillingham's a vet starter. I think one of these Kentucky guards has to be good. I think he's just too small to ever make an all-star team. Those guys, Lou Williams, Jamal Crawford never made an all-star team, right?
I think they actually might have.
Well, if that happened, I might change. That's my comp. Cody Williams.
I'm going to go there. I think Cody Williams has the potential to be a franchise player.
I was going to say, if we were doing this exercise for his brother, would we call him a franchise player or would we call him an all-star?
I would call him a franchise player.
Okay, I would call him an all-star, which is where I'm going to put Cody Williams. I think Cody Williams will make an all-star team at least once.
I feel good about that. Definitely should be in the all-star category. So I'm probably a little bit too high on, but yeah.
Matis Buzelis.
I hate that I'm calling all these. I think Buzelis, veteran starter.
I think Buzelis is a multi all-star, but not a franchise guy, not a first option superstar, but I think he will make multiple all-star teams and be really, really good. Yeah. Tijan Salloon.
Second contract bench guy.
I'm sorry. This is probably bad. I don't know who he is. I don't know who this guy is. I have not watched 1 second of basketball from this man.
Second contract bench guy.
Okay. Yeah, I can't speak to it. I'll watch the film tonight. I'll get back to you. Devin Carter.
Veteran starter.
He finds a way to a team that needs
him. Yeah.
Is there a world where Devin Carter is like Dylan Brooks?
Yeah.
Is Dylan Brooks a starter?
Yeah.
I'm going to call him a starter then. I'm going to call him a vet starter. That's the path. Jared McCain.
This is going to hurt you.
No, it's not.
Is he a second contract bench guy?
He's one contract and done.
Oh, whoa.
Listen, at least one, if not like five of these lottery picks are going to bust this year, Cart. It just is. We have not predicted enough busts thus far. I think McCain is entirely jump shot, and guys in the past that have been entirely jump shot have not worked out.
That's a good point.
He's small too. He's 6'2". Like,
he got outshot by Zach Edey at the combine.
What is he doing in the NBA? It's a 6'2" guy that got outshot by Zach Edey. Like, I can't see that sticking. Isaiah Collier,
veteran starter.
This one hurts me very hardly. I think it's one contract and done. I think this guy was a great college player that honestly wasn't even a great college player. He was just a great high school prospect. And there's a big time precedent for these like super special bouncy athlete point guards that get to the league and can't cut it. They're not good enough.
I could easily see him taking the Emmanuel Mudiay path in the league.
Yeah. Or there's a lot of them. They're truly like, if you're not a prestigious top three guy, they don't give you time if you're not a starting point guard that's ready to go. And I don't think he's ready to go. Khalil Ware.
Second contract bench guy.
Somehow, some way, I think he's going to start in the NBA. McCall Mivette starter. I think his game is too versatile.
Where would you put like JaVale McGee?
He was a starter for a lot of teams.
Okay, maybe he's a veteran starter.
That starter. If JaVale McGee could step out and shoot threes, I think he'd still be starting. Yves Miesi.
I think there might be. I like Miesi, but for some reason, the first thing I went to was no second contract.
Yeah, I'm going to go second contract bench guy. I think he could be a backup big for his career. I think there's enough there, and he's big enough. Jacoby Walter.
I'm going to say veteran starter, and he's on the threshold, but I think that he'll be able to knock down enough shots, and he has the size.
He's in between that starter and second contract bench guy for me, but if Lugans Dort can be a starter, I'm going to call him a vet starter. I think he would work if he lands in the right spot. Zach Edey. Fun one.
Veteran starter. Oh, God. Oh, my word. Here we go.
Am I supposed to not double down? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
I mean, I guess you don't have to.
I think he makes one all-star team. He's an all-star. I think he will make one all-star team in his NBA career. I believe strongly enough in him in that.
Hey, double down.
Final one. We'll just do the top 20. It's your boy, Tristan Da Silva.
Second contract bench guy.
Second contract bench guy. Actually, not the final one because Terrence Shannon's 21. Where is Terrence Shannon?
Veteran starter.
I'm going to say second contract bench guy for TSJ. And if Coleman Hawkins was in this exercise, where would he be?
Illinois.
Earlier this week, we did Big Ten bold predictions, one bold prediction from each of us for every team, and it got us in trouble. So why not do this again? Let's have fun with this. I'm going to take the KenPom top 15 from last season, minus the two Big Ten teams that were in it, which was Illinois and Purdue. So we have 13 teams, but we need to get to 15, Cart. So we're going to add Kentucky and Kansas to this exercise. The top 13 from KenPom plus Kentucky and Kansas from last season. Here we go. UConn. Give me a bold prediction for UConn basketball next season.
My bold prediction for UConn. God damn it. They make it back to the Final Four. Three straight.
That feels lightly bold.
I know. I was going to – I'm a little slow start. Let me get into it.
It's all right. I'm going Aiden Mahaney, first-team All-American. You shouldn't be surprised. If you've listened to the show from me for a month, I have to – I'm alone on an island on this, and I'm perfectly okay with that. Houston, bold prediction.
Emmanuel Sharpe is first-team All-Big 12.
I love that. That's really good. I want to steal that, but I can't steal that because he just did it. That's really good, though. I don't think this is bold. You know what? I'll make it bold. I think there's a world where Houston finishes outside the top five in the Big 12 next season.
Outside the top five, ooh.
Iowa State, Baylor, and Kansas to me are all better. So I would you would lump them in the next group, which admittedly is not that strong, especially since Texas and Oklahoma have left for the SEC. But Arizona's in the conference. Let's say Arizona finishes fourth. Then you only need one team from like Grant McCaslin and Texas Tech or TCU.
Jerome Tang.
Maybe since he has a good season. I think Houston is due for one. We say all the time, great coaches have bad seasons. Kelvin hasn't had a bad season in like 6 years. He's due for one, and Milos Uzan is his point guard. So
yeah, good call.
We'll give that a shot. Third was Purdue. So we're going to replace Purdue with Kentucky. One bold prediction for Kentucky next season.
They don't win a tournament game.
It's not bold at all.
I know.
Kirk Creasa leads his team in scoring.
Oh. What the hell? Just because I didn't go that bold doesn't mean you just got to fire up and make up for it.
Listen, man, what was Kerr last season on West Virginia scoring-wise? He can't have been that far from their leading scorer.
Probably, what, 14?
He's probably up there. I think there's a world where, like, who else? Lamont Butler going to go crazy?
Kobe Brea?
Kobe Brea going to get 20 on his own?
Jack, I guess so.
There's a world here. If they miss on that last big target, there's a world. Auburn, bold prediction for Auburn.
They finish outside the top four of the SEC.
Can I get a quick list of the four?
So they will be behind Arkansas. They'll be behind Tennessee. They'll be behind Kentucky.
Alabama. I like that. I'm going to go with no NCAA tournament win for Auburn for the second consecutive year.
My premise of this is that, like, the upgrades of guards aren't actually that as good of upgrades as you think.
I like this exercise because if we both go negative, it tells you where we agree on a team. And if we both go positive, it tells you where we agree on a team. And you and I both went negative for Auburn. I think that's interesting. Okay, Tennessee.
I'm going to say Felix Okparo wins Defensive Player of the Year in the SEC.
I thought you were going to say what I'm saying, which is opposite of you. Felix Okparo doesn't start for Tennessee by the end of the season.
I don't even know who would start for them.
I don't either, but I think that it's going to hit a point where they're just like, this guy's not good enough, and he's cut. Arizona.
A stretch of conference play, Caleb Love will come off the bench.
So we're assuming Caleb Love's back for sure?
Yeah.
I'm going to just speak from the heart what I want to see happen. Trey Townsend will lead this team in scoring.
I would love that.
I would love, even if he's with Caleb Love, it could happen. Duke, bold prediction.
Cooper Flagg wins the National Player of the Year.
Whoa. Do you actually think that, or are you just like shooting?
I actually think he can. I think Duke can be good enough. I think he can be good enough. If he's good enough and Duke is good enough and he's Cooper Flagg, I think there's a chance.
Okay. Sion James will be the best guard on this team.
Is he a guard for sure?
I think so. I mean, if they play at the three, then fine. I'd say it's a three-guard lineup.
Got you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think better than
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Doctor and Foster is where I'm going with that. Okay. Iowa State.
Ooh. Is Momcilovic back?
Yeah.
Momcilovic leads the team in scoring, and his scoring average is above 16 a game.
Wow, that would be a huge leap. That would be great for them if it happens. I'm going to say Iowa State, for the second consecutive season, has the best defense in the country per KenPom. Probably not that. Probably not that bold, but do it again. Second straight year of the best defense in the country.
Well, back to back, huh?
North Carolina.
RJ Davis has a 45-point game.
That'd be fun.
Don't do it, Greg. Don't actually. I get it, but just don't. Don't, please. Please don't.
North Carolina.
Greg, there's nowhere to run if you say this.
Plays in the play-in game in the NCAA tournament.
Play-in?
The play-in game in the NCAA tournament. Yeah.
Oof.
I think it gets bubbly for Hubert Davis this year.
You know what? I just hope before everyone overreacts to that, they realize that this team lost Armando Bacot, Harrison Ingram, and Cormac Ryan.
There's also I know I'm being negative, me as always, but like, there's been a lot of guys that come back for the COVID year that look really checked out. I think there is a pretty clear world where that happens with RJ. Like, if you look through case studies of guys that have checked out that just came back for a bag, it's been guys who lose all their friends from their teams. Like, RJ lost Armando. He lost Harrison. Those seemed like his boys. Now it's a completely new roster, and I'm a little concerned where he's going to be motivationally with all new guys.
That's not the worst take in the world.
They're still, it's RJ Davis. So they'll get there, but I think it's bubbly. Illinois was 10, so we're going to replace Illinois with Kansas. One bold prediction for Kansas.
AJ Store doesn't finish the year with Kansas.
That's insane. What happens?
That's for Jayhawk and Bill Self himself to find out.
Hunter Dickinson wins National Player of the Year, followed by a Kansas National Championship.
Oh my God. The college basketball world might burn, but that'd be a perfect way for the COVID year to go out.
Here's my MO for this entire season, and I'll tell you the moment I need to change it. I'm not overthinking shit. This Kansas team is so much more talented than everybody else, and that's not going to change. Like, that's this is going to be true from now until November, until March. I think I'm just going to keep screaming it. I think there's a world this team could lose like one game this season. Ooh. Yeah, I think they're that good. Creighton.
Ooh, I'm gonna steal one for you. Creighton's in the play-in game.
Okay. Creighton has two first-team All Big East players.
Who are they?
Calk and one of Pop Isaacs or Steven Ashworth.
Wow. First team all Big East Ashworth, huh?
One of them. Gonzaga. Yeah.
Gonzaga. Gonzaga loses less than three games all season.
I was gonna go there. I think undefeated in the West Coast Conference next season.
Run the table.
Yep. Marquette.
Cam Jones. This isn't even bold, but Cam Jones is Big East Player of the Year and First Team All-American.
Ain't Mahaney going to say no to that? Let me check something real quick.
Who's better, Cam Jones or Aiden Mahaney?
I think Mahaney. Marquette finishes the season with a better record and more NCAA tournament wins than they ever did in any season under Tyler Kulik.
Wow, so they're better without Kulik.
So I'm talking making Elite Eight and finish with six or less losses on the season.
Wowie. All right.
Yep. The Ewing theory with Tyler Kulik is officially on. Let's see here. 14th is Alabama.
Ooh. Grant Nelson's an All-American.
That would be impressive. I think the one I'm about to give, I think, would help yours happen. This isn't a season one. This is before then. I think Mark Sears will not play at Alabama.
Wow.
Yep.
So he's just going pro?
I don't know. I think it would have been announced by now if this was coming, and it hasn't. And something feels off about it to me. Final one, Baylor.
Baylor wins the Big 12. Regular season and tournament.
BJ Edgecombe is the freshman of the year.
Nationally?
Nationally.
Woo!
Nationally. Better than Coop, better than the Duke guys, yep. All right, fun segment, bold predictions. I don't think we're going to get torched by anyone but North Carolina fans today. Final topic today, I asked you to bring five breakout stars for college basketball season. The only rule of this exercise is you had to pick guys who are under 10 points a game. Last season, they averaged less than 10 points a game. Can be 9.9, cannot be 10.0. Anything under is fine. Five names. Do you want to alternate names here, or do you want one of us to go first?
Let's alternate.
Okay. Also, before we get into it, how many of each other's names do you think we have on our list?
Two.
I think one. I think there's one.
Okay. You want to go first?
I'll go first. I think this one will surprise people, and I don't think he's on your list unless I'm surprised. Kylan Boswell.
Was not on my list, no.
Kylan Boswell averaged, I think, 9.6 last year.
You son of a gun.
He was really a fifth option, right? Well, listen, as much as I have shit on Illinois, Kylan Boswell's going to be the most talented player on this team. I still don't think that's a good thing for Illinois. but I think it's a good thing for Kylan Poswell's numbers. And I think by default, he's going to need to score like 13, 14 a game next year and create a bunch of shots for other people. I think his numbers are going to be great. He's going to end up looking like an All-Big Ten player numbers-wise.
I'm not mad at that. But while I guess on topic here, from his previous school, I have KJ Lewis on my list. I think KJ Lewis is extremely talented. I think he'll be in a larger role, kind of in like the Pell Larson role, the hole that he left. I think that he can be really good. He's high energy, high athleticism. I think he's more skilled than he got the show last season too. I think he's going to break out in a larger role.
So this is how we should do it. I think if we have different names, we should say which one is more likely to break out, KJ Lewis or Kylan Boswell. It's kind of funny that it's Arizona guard and a new Arizona guard. I think it's actually yours. I think it's KJ.
I agree.
Okay, so 1 point Carter. This got more fun. My second one is also in the Big Ten. Trey Kaufman Wren.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. And it beats mine because I did have a Purdue person on my list.
Cam Heisman.
No, it was Miles Colvin. Miles Colvin didn't miss, right? Miles Colvin didn't miss when he was in the game.
Ever?
All you got to do is put him with Brayden Smith, and he's not going to miss. Just have him shoot.
Yeah, except Heidi's also not going to miss, and Heidi can jump above the rim.
Heidi might miss.
We're doing that now.
Heidi might miss. Colvin's a better shooter than Heidi.
Regardless of who misses or doesn't miss over there, TKR is going to get all the ED workload, and I think he's going to average like 15 and 8.
Yeah, it's a good pick by you. I give you the point. I concede that.
Okay. All right. So 1-1, third player. My third player is also in the Big Ten, John Blackwell.
Ooh, good pick.
Thank you.
I pick Xavier Booker.
That's the one we're going to have on each other's list.
That is.
Yep. But we have to do it how we did. So Blackwell versus Booker. I think since Booker's on my list, you need to win the point by default.
Yeah, and who's Blackwell's coach?
Greg Gard.
Okay, good point.
This is for like the three Wisconsin fans that listen to us. I think we're being too harsh on Greg. I think we're being too harsh on Mr. Gard because I don't like anything he does. I think he's kind of a doofus in a lot of ways, but like the Johnny Davis year happened and Johnny Davis stinks in the NBA. And Greg Gard had that dude looking like an absolute killer. I don't know what happened. I don't know what was in the cheese that year, but like it worked and they won a Big Ten title when the Big Ten was really good. So like Chucky Hepburn was the point guard and they won a Big Ten title over Ivy and Edie. Like it's gotta be something for Greg Gard. We have to give him a little credit and not just always shake him off.
I'm going to just continually shake him off.
He convinced AJ Storr to come to Madison.
I don't think he did. I think AJ Storr signed it, literally saw a dollar sign and was like, oh shit, wait a minute. I signed up to play at Wisconsin.
Wait, I can get paid? Wait, what? Everything AJ Storr has done in the last calendar year would make so much more sense if his process was literally, wait, I can get paid? I can get paid more?
Like, wait, are you sure they gave me the right plane ticket? This says I'm going to Madison, Wisconsin.
All right, you get the point with Xavier Booker. My fourth one was also in the Big Ten. It's also Xavier Booker.
Okay, good. My fourth one was Hassan Diarra from UConn.
I think by default I have to win because Booker was on your list.
All right, fine. I guess I'll get it to you. But I just want to say, like, I think Hassan Diarra, if he is given the keys to be the point guard in that offense, I think he's going to be highly productive.
Yeah, if he plays next to Aiden Mahaney, he'll be good for sure.
Yeah, I get it.
Everybody will. Sure. All right, this is a head-to-head battle for our final one. And my fifth one is also in the Big Ten. it's Connor Asigian.
Wow, buying the Asigian, buying the better version of Aiden Mahaney.
I dipped my toe back into that water cart. That's what I did. The Lincoln's going to – he's going to love Haymarket.
He's gonna see special Haymarket. Oh, you're gonna hate this one. Shout out to my boy Riz. It's Elliot Cadeau. Elliot Cadeau.
Yeah.
Greg, call me crazy because I might be. Elliot Cadeau is not this bad of a shooter. I saw him play in high school. He was not this bad.
Okay, so no, I think I just won. If a guy is actually not this bad, but he is this bad, he's broken.
But he reclassed. He reclassed.
This is his second year. this isn't if it's just the shot doesn't go in, that's fixable. This isn't fixable. If that's who he is mentally, he was a good shooter and he can't make them now and he's afraid.
Oh, I didn't say he was a good shooter. I'm saying he was better than he's shown. I think he's a better shooter than he's shown.
Those lights are bright in Chapel Hill.
Pod's the roof. What?
I'm going to let you pick who wins this one. Although I think you like Connor Cedjan, but
Cadeau's
objectively better than a Cedjan, though. So
I'm going to give you that.
I win?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
That's so nice of you. Thanks.
Welcome.
One big thing presented by Nobody. What do you have?
My one big thing is I want to send a shout out to my niece, and I call her my niece Merv, on her first birthday. Actually really, really insane that she has been on this earth for a year, legit. That's actually wild. But it's been an exciting first year watching her grow via Snapchat and in person. And she's cute as a button, and I love her, and I want to wish her a happy birthday.
I appreciate that, Card. Thank you. That's very nice. Yeah, if you're listening to this, we just had my daughter's first birthday party this weekend, and hopefully it went great, but we're recording before that, so it might have been a disaster. Who knows? We'll talk about it next week.
Someone fill up Jimmy Fata's drink.
Do you think that, in year two that she will stop being afraid of you?
Yes, I'm very hopeful that in year two she will be, yes. Honestly, I got a little bit of hope for like early on in year two too. I don't think I'm gonna have to wait for like mid semester or anything like that. I think early on in year two, we're gonna be giggling and laughing together about how she didn't like me in year one.
So it's pretty new. Like in the last 2 weeks, she has started like embracing things. Like she has what we call her baby, which is just like a stuffed doll baby. And she just picks up her baby unprompted and hugs it and gives it kisses. So I'm hopeful that like this is a soft turn for her, where like she's learning to express herself through love instead of expressing herself through cold-hearted screams, which is what she gave you every time she's seen you in your life.
Yeah, it's okay. It's from a loving spot.
Yeah, we'll get there. All right. Well, on the sentiment of shout-outs, I want to give a shout-out to our producer, Jacob Karabatsos. I don't even know if he'll listen to this. He probably won't because the man's editing hard at work. But we hired a producer a couple weeks ago. Karabatsos is a good friend of ours. We've been colleagues of his for what, 3 or 4 years now. I've sort of gone through the media journey with him. When I met him, he was still finishing up school at North Carolina. He is Riley Davis's co-host on the aforementioned Pod is the Roof, and just love the guy. Really love the guy. We gave him an opportunity to be the first producer for Sleepers, and he's crushed it in the last couple of weeks. He's done a really good job keeping the lights on the off season for us. We throw a ton at him every single day. If you think about it, like, we're giving him an hour to 90 minute long full episode every single day. Like, we need this ready at 6 a.m. tomorrow, along with, hey, at 1 p.m., we're going to do 7 different short videos, along with, hey, we're doing 3 state of the programs for tomorrow. Just a lot going on, and Jacob has done a really great job leading all of it. So also, it's his fault if he calls Jeremiah Fears Jeremy Fears again.
Facts.
But great job, JK. We love you. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Monday night, everybody.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring. Full throttle is half the fun. Where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland. Somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor, and take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle, follow your Crave.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list: teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.